check out our scripture for the day.
All right. Good morning. It takes me a little while to get things kind of set up and situated. We are going to be in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 today, as we are talking today about the peace of Advent. Last week we were talking about the hope of Advent and how the hope of Advent is the hope in Jesus Christ, that His coming, the first time, His death, His burial, His resurrection for our sins, and His second coming all give us hope. And today we're talking about the peace of Advent. Let's go ahead and hear the word of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Could you pray with me, please? Father, I just thank you so much. Thank you so much for this time we have to be in your word. Thank you so much for this moment when we can look at who Jesus is and how he, as the Prince of Peace, establishes all things new in our lives. We thank you, Father God, that your zeal, your passion, your desire, the fire in your belly will bring this about. Has already brought it with Christ's arrival in life here on earth, but will bring it about in fruition with Christ's second coming. Thank you for that. Thank you for being a God who has a passion to redeem his people. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This, I don't know, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, like it is some of the most iconic messianic prophecies. It is some of the most genuinely beautiful couple of verses in Scripture. It is the gospel condensed very succinctly into two verses. And when we hear this passage, it's amazing because when we hear this passage, we think of Jesus and no other. When you hear this, nothing else comes to mind. There's no, sometimes we talk about prophecy, there's the close prophecy fulfillment, and then there's the further prophecy fulfillment, and then there's the end time prophecy fulfillment. Here with this, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. And on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. There is no other name that I can think of except Jesus when I hear this passage. And that is huge for us. These two verses are celebratory. This is not a gloom and doom kind of prophecy here. This is a celebration of who our God is. And not just a celebration, it's His birth announcement. I picture, you know, we get so caught up into birth announcements and reveal and gender reveal parties and all this stuff now. And I see in my head this card going out to God's people in blue to let them know that the Son is given and He has come. And it's exciting to see this. We see our Messiah from His birth here. This passage is about the person of Jesus, who He is, who he will always be,